Hörgrosset.
There, that's better. Hey everyone, it's Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 48, I presume, on April 18th, 2020. This one was produced by Sigma X, or is it Sigma X? Every other letter is uppercase, so who the hell knows? But they've been bitching nonstop in the Discord about there not being a Bonersode yet, and they're the producer, so the delay is really all their fault. I'm playing the pronoun game because I don't want to assume gender. Anyway, here's a shoe.
Hello?
Hi, Maggie?
Nope.
This isn't Mrs.
Oh, yes, this is she.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm saying no to my kids. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's a likely story. Hey, this is Winston with the city of...
Okay.
Hey, I'm just calling to ask if you could please stop mailing pogs to the city hall. I don't know if it's like a joke or what, but yeah, we just, you know, we don't know what to do with these things.
Not something I've done. And also, you have a phone number from... Why would it be that?
Oh, it just runs through their server. Yeah, just, you know, all our phone lines do. But
okay, yeah, no, I've not actually had POGs since fifth grade, so I don't know why that would be a thing, but...
Well, we've got several envelopes here addressed from you. They're Lane. It's got your name on it, and they're all just full of, you know, assorted POGs.
Huh, that's amazing. I mean, I would love to see POGs again one day, but...
Yeah, I
no,
mean,
that's
they were
not from me.
big in the 90s or whatever, but yeah, I mean, now they're not... really worth anything. Do you want these back? I don't, were they meant for
no,
someone
I
here?
Mean, they're not mine. I never had them. I never did that. So I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean,
anything about that?
Is this like a practical joke or some kind of April Fool's thing
no.
or?
No, I'm kind of wondering if your calling is a joke, honestly.
Oh no. I'm just over here in the office working late, just sorting through this mail. And yeah, I don't really know what to do with these things. I guess I can just send them back to you.
Please don't, because I did not send them. I don't know who they came from, but it's not me. So yeah. I really don't want things that,
well,
especially
first,
right now, I don't want anything coming to my house that I haven't touched.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a mask on and I'm wearing gloves. It's all sanitary.
No,
here,
I know that, but I don't know who sent that to you or why, but it's not from me. Yeah. I just put them in the trash. Trash is fine.
Well, I mean, they're probably of value to someone. I don't know, but, you know, it's just like first you lied about talking to your kids and now you're... You know, saying they're not yours.
I'm not lying about talking to my kids. They're on the couch and they're jumping up and down with ukuleles in their hands.
Yeah, really? I can't hear anything over there. I don't hear any kids, so.
That's because I'm upstairs at the moment. I walked upstairs so I could hear you. I really don't appreciate this phone call or the tone that you're taking with
me. Well, I really don't appreciate you junking up my mailroom with these fucking pogs. What am I supposed to do with these things?
Okay, you just said the F word, so I know you're not calling from the town of Thank you. Have a good night.
Oh, I definitely am. Can you quit mailing me?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Gene?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was just calling to ask if you could please stop putting pogs on my windshield.
I'm sorry?
I mean, it was just kind of weird or funny the first couple of times, but, you know, just after like five...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I've got you on my surveillance camera. You keep sneaking over and putting pogs on my windshield, like underneath the wiper blade. And, I mean, what am I supposed to do with these things?
I don't
know
who you are, and I don't know what you're talking about.
This is Winston. I'm over here on St. John, just around the corner from you.
Okay, but I don't do anything to your car.
Yeah, well, you're not there. I mean, it doesn't do any damage. It's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know if you're...
It is kind of weird, and it's not me who's doing it. So you must have somebody else mixed up with me.
No, it's definitely you. I've got you on the security camera. I'm not mad or anything. I just don't know what to do with these things. I
don't know either. I never did it. So I don't know what you're even talking about.
I mean, Gene, it's kind of embarrassing that you're that you're denying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay. You're going to play hardball, I guess. Do you want these back? I don't really know what to do with them.
What? I don't even know what POGs are, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they are. It's not me who's doing it.
Well, I'm just going to bring them over and just, you know, do you want me to just leave them on your doorstep or...
I don't want them. You can throw them out. I don't know what they are. So just whatever you want to do with them, do with them.
Okay, but my windshield's not a trash can, so can you stop putting them on my car? Just throw them?
I'm not the one who's doing it, so you better find somebody else who's doing it because it's not me, Winston. I'm sorry you think it's me, but it's not me.
Oh, I don't think. I know. I know exactly what you look like. I got you on the security camera.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Just take these back. I don't want them. They're probably worth something to someone, but not me.
They're not worth anything to me, so don't... You're arguing with me.
I'm going to tell you, it's not her.
Hey, can you tell that fucking husband of yours to shut his mouth? We're trying to have a conversation.
Well, we don't need to have a conversation because it's not me who's doing it, Winston. And
well, yeah, but it's rude of him to be barking orders in the background like that. Just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hey, Gene. It's Winston again. Can you put Larry on?
No, I'm not going to put Larry on.
He sounded awfully angry. Is he a drunk or something? I mean...
He's fine. We're fine, Winston.
Okay.
Thank you for your concern.
Is he the one that's telling you to put these POGs on my windshield?
No, no one's putting them on from my house, so I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what those things are.
They're little milk cap things. You know, they were popular with the kids, like in the 90s. I mean, you know what they are. Like, you keep putting them on my windshield.
You keep telling me I'm doing it, and I'm telling you I'm not doing it.
I mean,
so
these aren't even...
You need to find somebody else who's doing it.
I mean, these aren't
it's
even...
not me.
I mean, these aren't even...
So I can't keep telling you that it's not me, Winston, when it's not me.
Hello?
So,
you know, these aren't even rare. Like, do you have any good ones that we could trade, at least?
I wish I did. I'd give them all to you. You could have the whole bag of them if I had any. I don't have any.
Oh,
so
no,
anyways,
you better
find out who's doing it, because it's not me. That end of story, end of conversation, it's not me who's doing it.
Hey, also, do you think next time I have my grandson over, you could tell Larry not to stomp on his Lego castle?
Excuse me?
Last time I had my grandson over, you know, little Marky, he was outside playing with his Legos, and Larry came over and just, like, stomped on his Lego castle that he built.
Winston, you're creating problems here, so I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
Listen, buddy.
Hey, Larry, can you not...
You there?
Larry, why are you...
Don't call here anymore, you hear me?
Well, quit.
It's not her. Put it in your bucket and smoke it.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jane?
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor Winston from down the street.
It is?
Yeah, hey, I was just wondering if... You could please stop putting POGs all over my windshield.
What?
I don't know really why you're doing that. They're not really of any worth to me, but yeah, it's just kind of annoying. I keep
I think you must have the wrong number.
Oh, this is Jane, right? Over there at
say it again. What happened?
I got you on my surveillance camera. Coming over and putting POGs all over my windshield. Like you're leaving them under the windshield wipers.
Well, you know, it's not me.
Oh, no,
I'm 68 years old. I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that's nice. You're almost to 69. That's great, but I don't see what age has to do with it.
I don't know. What is a POD?
No, a POG. You know what they are. The little milk cap things. You keep putting them all over my car. I don't really understand why you're doing
it. I'm not doing it, so I'm telling you. I know who you must have the wrong person. Say what it is. It's a pod. What's the pod?
No, POG.
Come over here and show me that.
POG. Well, do you want these things back?
Come over here and show me the video, because I don't. You must have the wrong person.
Oh no, I know. It's definitely you. It's you know. I got the footage.
It wouldn't be me. I'm sorry,
Jane. There's no reason to lie. I'm not mad or anything. I just don't know what to do with these things. That's all.
What is a pod? Could you just tell me that?
They're little milk cap things. They were popular in the 90s with, you know, with kids.
Milk pod things. No, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. But can you just please stop doing it? It's very suspicious. This is very erratic behavior out of you. I don't know really what I'm supposed to do with these things.
You know what?
But
you could stick all those things up your ass because it's not me. Thank you very much.
Whoa, why would you say that to me?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Hysteria?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor Winston.
Yeah?
Hey, I was just wondering if you could please stop coming over and stomping on my kid's Legos that he's building out front.
What?
I don't really know why you're doing that, if it's just like kind of a funny thing, but he gets kind of upset when he goes out there and he finds all his Legos are smashed apart and everything.
What are you talking about?
You keep coming over like late at night and, you know, he leaves his Lego castles out and everything, and you come over and just wreck them.
Who are you talking? Who are you calling?
This is Asteria, right?
Where do you live?
Well, I'm just around the corner from you over here on Hill. I know you're probably just trying to be funny, like I'm not mad or anything, but, you know, just it's upsetting my kid, you know, little Marky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He spends all day out there, you know, building his Lego castles, and then you just come over and just kind of...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, I don't know why you're denying it. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing on your part. But, you know, if you could just stop...
Okay, can you give me your name, please?
I mean, I know it's
your
you.
Name?
My name
and your last name?
My name is Winston. I already told you that at the beginning of the
What's
call.
What's your last name?
My last name is Beauregard.
Which number on Hill?
Well, I mean, you know which house I'm in. You keep coming over and smashing the Legos up.
No, tell me what number.
Well, I mean, I have you on the security camera, so there's no reason to deny it or anything. And, you know,
wow.
I don't...
Wow. Dad, come here. This guy is accusing me of something really weird. Tell me again?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's weird. It's like, just knock it off.
It's
That's all I'm asking.
Crazy.
Like, I don't even need an apology.
Accusing. It's weird.
What's going on?
Oh, who's this?
This is her husband.
Oh, okay, big man. I don't know why she keeps coming over, but your wife, she comes over, like, late at night, and she just kind of stomps on my kid's Legos out front. Like, he just, you know, he always leaves his Lego castles and everything outside.
That's not us. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, it's not you. It's just Asteria. I've got her on the security camera. It's clearly her, and I'm not mad. I don't even need an apology. I just kind of wish she would stop doing it.
Okay. He's a nutcase.
Okay. Something about stomping out some Legos? What? That makes no sense.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to stop? I don't know why you're acting like this.
I'm
going really
to go over there tomorrow and talk to you, okay?
Oh, no.
Because...
No, yeah. Every time you come over here, you kick the Legos over. I mean, can you at least promise not to do
are
that?
Are you on drugs? No. I want to go over there and talk to you and apologize in person.
Well, no, I don't need an apology.
I want to do that.
We need to practice,
do that,
ma'am.
Because I want to meet you in person. You're accusing me of something I don't do.
Well, you definitely do. I don't know why you're lying, but we need
show
to practice.
Show me the camera. I want to see your camera.
I can show
and
you.
What it's filmed.
I can show you.
Show me. I'm going to go over there. What time? You are there tomorrow, right? I'll stay 6 feet away from you.
Yeah,
I'm going to knock on your door, Winston.
Yeah, we need to practice. No, I don't want you touching my door. That's the other thing. Like, it's not sanitary for you to be touching those Legos.
I know.
We need to practice social distance.
Knock on your door, Winston.
Oh, no.
And I will ask you to show me your camera.
No, I'm going
to
have...
That recorded me stomping on the Legos of your child.
I'm gonna have my son...
What do you think of me?
I'm going to have my son build a Lego barrier so you can't approach my front door.
Oh, go ahead.
But knowing you, you'll probably just knock it over. I mean, he's only 10 years old. Like, what's your problem?
All right, I'm going to call the cops on you. Because accusing me of something I don't...
No, don't call the cops. That's silly.
Okay?
Don't call the cops. It's not a police matter. I'm not even asking for an apology. I just want you to stop.
Your name is Winston. What's your last name again?
Beauregard. But don't call the cops. That's silly.
Beauregard.
We can just settle this as neighbors.
But you're accusing me of something I...
Okay, but that's not a police-related matter.
Yes, it is. It is. You're accusing me of something.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just asking,
you
can you please stop kicking my 9-year-old son's Legos over?
You're crazy.
I mean, that's sociopathic behavior.
Okay. Thank you, Winston.
Hey, bye-bye. Also,
I'll see you tomorrow, okay? I will knock on your door. I will stay 6 feet away from you, but I will knock on your door with the cops because you can show them.
Oh, don't call the cops.
You are accusing me of doing. I'm going to call the cops right now.
No, okay, I'm going to come clean.
Yes.
I'm going to come clean. I'm not really your neighbor. I don't even live, like, in the area. It's no reason to call the cops. I'm just prank calling you, that's all. It's just a joke.
Fuck you, idiot. Fuck you.
Why would you say that?
I'm going to call you back tonight in the middle of the night, okay?
What's that?
I'm going to call you tonight in the middle of the night when I go out there.
You're going to booty call me?
Stomp on your 9-year-old kid's Legos that you can watch me and record me. Like that?
I don't live in your neighborhood and I don't have a son.
I will.
I don't have any Legos. I don't have a kid. I live in Washington. I'm over 1,000 miles from you.
Who is?
Okay.
Hello?
I don't know.
That was some outburst that you had there. That was a crazy reaction.
He's a nutcase. I'm gonna call the cops on him. Okay. Hold on.
No, don't call the cops. Come on, that's a waste of taxpayer money and time and everything.
I will teach you not to do this to other people.
No, I'm not gonna do it again. I learned my lesson. I was just bored. You know, we're all cooped up from this quarantine. And I just thought I would mess with you. That's all.
Where did you get my name?
I just found it on the internet. I just found this list, and I just figured I'll just call this number. But man, you gotta take a chill pill. You know, it's just a prank call. It's just a joke. Some lighthearted fun. It's no reason to curse people out and threaten to kick Legos over like a maniac.
420-6969 Winston Beauregard.
Yeah, that's not my name, and that's clearly not a real number.
Winston Beauregard.
Yeah, that's not really my name. It's just made up.
Why are you still on the phone?
I don't know. You haven't hung up. I'm just, I'm just along for the ride. That's all.
You called me.
Yeah, but you have the power to hang up your phone at any time.
Nope.
Well, I guess we're just going to stay on the phone all night then. It's nice, having social interaction like this. It's so difficult these days, with the whole pandemic. What are you doing?
It's a story about a 12-year-old girl who stabbed another 12-year-old girl dead.
Whoa.
So
what are you
could do that to you. I could do that to you.
You're threatening to stab me now? Were you talking to me or somebody else when you...
No, to you.
What do you mean you would stab me? I don't understand. Why would you stab me?
Because you called the wrong person.
Oh, I called a murderer?
Yeah.
Come on, that's silly. Okay, it looks like I'm dead meat. This lady's gonna get her 12-year-old daughter to stab me to death. I think that's what she was saying. It got very weird at the end there. Thanks again to Sigma X for agreeing to shoulder my funeral expenses. Thanks to all of you for attending and saying some nice words. So long, everyone. Passion, orange guava, that body hot as lava. Pogs and slammers, pogs and slammers. When we come together, it's like cardboard meeting metal. Pogs and slammers, pogs and slammers. When I met her on the sidewalk, she was throwing down. She had a skull and crossbones and an evil clown. I whipped out my disc and presented it with pride. A single tear formed at the corner of her eye. She's my passion orange guava, that body hot as lava. Pogs and slammers, pogs and slammers. When we come together, it's like cardboard meeting metal. Pogs and slammers, pogs and slammers. We made a simple trade in the parking lot. An eyeball for a spider, I felt like a hot shot. She left satisfied, what more can I say? Seems like both of us had a pretty slamming day.
Well, I'm an attorney. You want to give me a court order, I'll let somebody in my house.